You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff used Guardians in the update. The Guardians themselves have used the term guards. I got to call them the guards.
Have they made that official?
Was it on Instagram yesterday?
Well, I saw it on Twitter. They put out four different pictures of, you know, guys on the team, and it all says guards in big red letters.
They're the guards. Listen, I don't like the guards any more than you do. And I like guardies. Some people tweeted at us and said guardos. I love the guardos. I thought that was good.
I don't think any of it's good. I don't think any of it rolls off the tongue.
I like guardos.
My only hope is
I like guardos and guardies.
My only hope is that down the road just becomes second nature, which I'm sure that's what they're banking on. They have to choose something. Unless they were hoping something would organically go, but everybody's been fumbling with it the entire time. And obviously, then you still have all the national guys saying Indians in every interview and then going, oh, I'm sorry. So it's always that, which is going to happen for a while.
Let's just call them the guards and move on. Okay. Fine. Call them the guards.
I'm just wondering, when they were narrowing it down, they knew that that would be an issue. That they didn't have something that rolled off the tongue that would be a quick and easy, sensical second reference, third reference. Like they had
second reference, they had to go,
what are we calling them? How are we shortening that?
The second reference, you kind of got to let fans do it. Can you really force a nickname like that? You can give your own name. That's the name of the team. You can't force a nickname. You can't do that.
I think your mind goes to an obvious place, though, does it not?
I did get Hog Carmen started, which I like that. That was good. Kid hated it, but there were people calling me Hog for a while. And I still do in some cases. But you can't start a nickname. You have a second reference name. Like fans come up with that. Writers come up with that.
But parents the like first us. Thing they do, and we're going through this on what to name our child, you start going through the 3 to 4 variations of those names if they're multiple syllables, like everybody does that. How are they going to call? What are the friends going to say? What are the parents going to say? When I'm being stern with them, what am I going to say? That's normal. So wouldn't teams do the exact same thing?
I got Axel, X-Man, Pterodactyl. I got Mr. Fun, Budrow. I got
Budrow?
Yeah.
What is that?
I just called him Buddy, and then I started calling him Budrow.
Oh, I thought he was a big Lou Budrow fan.
No. I was calling him Buddy, and I went, Budrow! And then it just kind of stuck. That was for Eli. And Jonas 3. There's nothing there.
Do people not do this?
That's all we did, Jonah.
When we started thinking about names, we're like, all right, what are the friends going to call her? What are we going to call her? Like, you're not just going to use the full name every time. Nobody does that.
What is she going to call her father?
I don't know.
She's going to call you dad or daddy.
That's something she gets to choose, I guess.
Interesting. You asked me whether or not the Cleveland would be at the top of the USFL attendance or spring football attendance, right? 83, the Denver Gold averaged 41,700 fans. That's a nice number.
What year?
1983, the Denver Gold. Boston Breakers had 12,000. They were at the bottom. I thought the Tampa Bay Bandits were up there. The Bandits were second and first in the 3 years of the USFL there.
These numbers are an impossibility today. There's just so much more going on.
Just see the Denver Gold by year three.
What'd they do?
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
were they moving? Were their threats of moving, or were they terrible? They went to 33,000 in year two. They were at 14,000 in year three. Michigan Panthers had 22. The New Jersey Generals drew well each of the 3 years.
Those are huge numbers. You would never come close to this.
Tampa Bay, 46,000 a game. Do you know how happy you would be if you got 46,000 at First Energy Stadium for a spring football game? Holy cow.
I was going to say, well, they didn't have football then, but they did. The Buccaneers were around then.
My God in heaven. They were.
They finally had a real football
team.
That's
right. Bandit ball. We get to Dan in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Horrible.
No, you know, about these football leagues, how they can't compete.
Yeah.
I think if somebody had a world football league and you put a team in like a bunch of different countries, Germany and Poland and the Czech, maybe one in Australia, with no salary cap. And you get, I mean, look at the soccer people over in England. And if you got that, you could, like Lamar Jackson and these guys that are ending their contracts, they could offer them a shit ton of money. And eventually, over 10, 15 years, I think they would take the NFL over. And then certain teams, Cowboys, maybe the Browns, once their leases are up or anything legal, I don't really know. I'm a delivery driver. But then they switch over. That's the only way to compete with them, is just to start it now, because the NFL is trying to get over there, to just do it before them.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much for the call.
There is no
They've already
doubt.
Had a World League, but that was with secondary players.
Sure. And it had a huge TV deal, and it did do pretty well to start out, and you started to familiarize yourself with the players. I remember that league because they made such a big deal about it on network TV. But I have to say, I think they've always, in the back of their minds, thought that's the point of having these games overseas, especially in London, is that eventually this NFL is going to change. It's not just going to be 32 teams here in the States, and that's going to be the league, because they saw the money that soccer had. And what do we know about all these owners? All they care about...
make more money.
They don't care about if their teams win. Yeah, they'd like to win the Super Bowl.
I think so.
They want to win and make the most amount of money possible.
That's true.
And so I think they've always thought, can we do something like they've done in soccer, where not only are you playing your games in your league, but you're also playing something like the Champions League, something globally. And I think they probably can't believe the football has not caught on the way they had hoped in London. They probably thought, just see the games. Because the NBA has done that, and people love the NBA worldwide. People love it in every country. But football, for whatever reason, they don't love it in London. They don't love it in Mexico.
It's inherently American. Football is inherently American. Football is, we have youth programs for football in just about every community that you could think of in this country. They don't have that there.
Wasn't the NBA inherently?
You can play.
Well, Canadian, developed by Canadian.
You can get a hoop. You can put a hoop up. I didn't know James Naismith was Canadian. That's amazing.
Wasn't he?
I didn't know that. So you can put a hoop up just about anywhere 10 feet, and you get a basketball for $298, and away you go.
Uh-huh.
But with football, there's equipment, there's insurance, there's a program. I mean, you have to commit to it as a community and as a country. And the United States has, because it's our game. And the other countries, why? We have soccer. All the kids like soccer. All the kids like basketball.
And that was what was amazing
to
me.
That's what they commit to.
Whenever I talk to people that were here in school from other countries, they would think the NFL was so boring. And I know people here are like, what? How?
Outrageous.
They would say,
outrageous.
And I remember, his name was Kostas Ikonomou. He would say, Anthony, all you guys do is stop and start. He goes, soccer is so much more beautiful.
Wouldn't have been my friend.
It never stops. It just keeps going. And then, oh, by the way, the games wrap up in like 2 hours. You're done. You're out of there. He goes, all you guys do is stop. The actual game time of your sport is so minute compared to the game time of soccer.
Now I'm all upset again, just like I was back in college. Schedule gets released tonight. Do you think that we can read any tea leaves on Deshaun Watson's obvious, whether or not he's going to be suspended or for how long?
No, I've been in the Zach Jackson camp on this. I really have.
I don't think they know yet right now. I don't think the NFL knows yet, and I don't think that the schedule is going to matter at all. I don't think it's going to matter one bit. I think people are going to draw whatever conclusion they can, and tomorrow's probably going to be a very annoying day for Browns fans.
Well, why do you say annoying? What are you expecting?
Because I think that there will be people who get their hopes up. I think there could be some downtrodden feelings. I think there's going to be a lot of conspiracy. And I really just I think it's going to be annoying. I think it's going to be a day where you can't draw any conclusions. But because the schedule comes out today, people will draw their conclusions and they'll assign it to themselves. And they're going to be bothered with each other about where the schedule is going to be. Because whether I want to admit it or not, about where the Browns' fortunes are. Like, if he is suspended for 8 games, the season's not lost. If he's suspended for more than that, it's really hard for me to make that argument. If he's suspended for four or two or nothing, game on. Great. I think a lot of people are going to want to try to find where that number is because of the schedule, which to me is the most faulty logic out there. Like, I don't even think there's a lot of things. Will they put him on? Will they put him on primetime television? Do they want him out there? If he's able to play, it's part of the storyline. It is. I really don't think they'd like him to play against Houston on primetime television.
No, I don't think so.
But I think
so
anywhere
at all.
Else, it's going, hey, he's a quarterback of the NFL. It's a giant television show. He has not been found criminally charged. He has whatever penance he's had to serve. I understand that there are civil cases out there, but we still need to have our football show, and he is still an employee of an NFL football team. So it is what it is. Monday night against New Orleans, whatever. Like, that's the way I think that they're going to do.
I
don't think it matters that way.
I just think that there are so many other great storylines in the NFL. They know they have so many other teams that this is the one that, because they don't know, and it is out of their hands, supposedly, if you believe all the stories, and it's this Sue Robinson, former district court judge, if you believe that, then the NFL is just going to play it safe here and say, we have all these other quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah.
We have all these other teams with great storylines. The Browns will still be on national television, just like everybody is now. Everybody. Even if the Browns were an 0-16 team, they'd still be on national television a few times. That's the way the league works now, the way they've divided the schedule. So I don't think that you're going to be able to read into it. I know a lot of people think we're full of it, but I don't. I'm with you.
We'll ask Mary Kay what she thinks about it. Jason Lloyd joins us at 9, and you have to answer a question about a cat at 9:20. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Schedule comes out tonight. Lyman is making fun of other, I don't know, do you call him a host? Is he a host?
Who?
You're making fun of the certain people's reaction when the schedule comes out tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, we've reacted wildly for some of the schedule releases, but I think a lot of people are going to miss the boat on this. They're going to read everything into the schedule, and then they're going to definitively say that they know what the suspension is going to be, and then we're going to be on to tell you that you're completely full of it.
Well, maybe they won't be so wrong, because Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now. Maybe she will set the record straight here. She's from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Of course, find her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Are you drawing any conclusions from tonight's schedule release about how long or when or whatever about Deshaun Watson's suspension?
No, I don't think you can do that, because I don't think the NFL even knows right now what the suspension is going to be. So I don't know if they know that it's going to be for sure this season, next season, if it's going to be 6 games, 8 games, 4. There will be an appeal after that. So I don't really think that you can look at this schedule tonight and say, oh, they obviously did that because he's going to be gone.
Wait, it is interesting, Mary Kay, because the Browns talked with what seemed to me, and maybe you could tell me I was misinterpreting, but it seemed like they were talking with so much confidence that because of their internal investigation, again, they never talked to any of the actual accusers, but their investigation, just looking over all the records that were available to them, all the testimony, all the discovery that they had in front of them, that this wasn't going to be some bombshell of a suspension. Is that just wishful thinking on their part? Or do you think they're talking behind the scenes to the NFL, and the NFL could be tipping them off?
You know, know, I think they talked to a lot of people. I think they would have had to have talked to the NFL, no matter how that would have gone in terms of, you know, whatever, back channels, speaking directly with Roger Goodell. You know, I'm not exactly sure how that went down, but I'm sure that they had some insight, some due diligence that they did that led them to believe that Deshaun wasn't going to, you know, be suspended for 2 years or something like that, like Trevor Bauer was. So, yeah, I do think that they probably had some feeling that it wasn't going to be, you know, a deal breaker.
Give us a league. Give us a game, you know, right now on the air.
Well, I think we're all hearing the Steelers for the opener.
Whoa! Really?
And I have seen Browns at Ravens in Week 18, and a few others, but who really knows? Until things really start to get rolling today. But those are a couple of the ones that I've been seeing so far.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Obviously, no surprise to anybody that the Browns over the years have really struggled with their opening games. It's been historical how many of these opening games they've lost. So should that change Browns fans' minds on what type of an opponent we should want in Week 1, whether or not we should want a really good team or a team that you would think we're supposed to easily win?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the situation. If you have a team that is, you know, still trying to come together and might not have their mojo down until a little bit later in the season, you might want an easier opponent. But it seems like, from what I've been seeing, there could be a chance that there are a couple of division games really, really early on. I like them better at the end. But it looks like there's a chance that they could be starting out pretty strong in that regard. And so I think that the Browns will have to hope that they do have Deshaun Watson on hand for those games, and that he is up to speed and that he's got his timing and chemistry down with Amari Cooper, and they know how they want to run this offense, because, you know, some teams will have, you know, their well-oiled machines up and running by Week 1, and the Browns might just still be trying to figure things out a little bit.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, what's the latest with Jadeveon Clowney?
You know, it's still a possibility. There's still mutual interest. I think the fact that Jerry Hughes signed with the Texans, I think that makes it even more likely that Jadeveon will end up here. I think it's something that they should do, and I could see it happening, you know, maybe by next week or something like that.
Why is it kind of taking so long? Why is there such a long wait, I guess?
Well, I think one of the things is I think the Browns are still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield, and once they know that, they'll have a better handle on the cap space that they'll have to work with. So, I think they just have sort of an order of operations, and I think they're still working to see if they can move Baker Mayfield.
Is there anything with Jarvis Landry at all, or is that ship sailed?
I would say that ship has sailed. That's something that, you know, they had mutual interest, and even at the owners' meetings, Jarvis's new agent told me that on the record that they were talking and had mutual interest, but it just didn't work out. I don't think the money worked out. I think once the Browns drafted David Bell, they had what they needed on the inside and the slot, and they liked the makeup of their receiver room. And I think both sides just decided it was time to part ways.
Mary Kay joined us on the hotline. Do you think it is their evaluation of Jarvis that he is just lost it, that he is washed? I mean, he's 29. When receivers start getting close to 30, unless they are the elite of the elites, we know they're not as quick, they're not as explosive. And Jarvis was banged up last year, the most banged up he's ever been. Did they read all that into it as opposed to, hey, it was the quarterback's fault?
I think there were a lot of factors. This will be the year that he turns 30. He wants more money than they want to pay him. You know, all of those things, the fact that they drafted David Bell, and then sometimes it's just time for a change of scenery for both sides. I mean, maybe they want a different vibe in their wide receiver room. Maybe they want a different leader. Let Amari Cooper come in and be the face and the voice of that wide receiver room and let him set the tone. And it's definitely a different tone. They have completely two different personalities. And, you know, I think they kind of want to let the Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper thing get rolling.
Mary Kay, rank the coaches in the AFC North right now. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to make me do that?
Yep, right now. Go.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I can. I don't know if I want to. But
yes, you want to.
Why don't you want to? Why don't you want to?
The room wants it. Our listeners want it.
Well, the only reason you wouldn't want to is because you would be telling people something they didn't want to hear. Why?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily want to put them in that kind of an order right now.
Do you want me to order them? I'll order them for you, and we can run it by you.
You can. Go ahead. You order them.
Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, Zach Taylor.
Well, Zach Taylor just took a team to the Super Bowl. So,
would he have taken Baker Would he have taken Baker Mayfield to the playoffs?
We don't know.
I think we do know.
We don't know.
I think you don't want to say.
No, we are just not sure about that. I mean, I like your order from the standpoint of what we've seen over the years, but we'll have to see how it goes.
Would Kevin Stefanski you go. You talk.
Mike Tomlin had Ben Roethlisberger all those years.
I think that was a detriment at some points.
Well, it was in the end, for sure.
Yeah. He was rickety.
And Kevin Stefanski, Coach of the Year. You're putting Coach of the AP Coach of the Year third?
Haven't they all been Coach of the Year?
I think so.
And Kevin Stefanski is the only one who's never had an All-Pro or a Pro Bowl quarterback.
That's right.
Yes, poor That's Kevin right. Stefanski, who had zero talent, no good players on the team. How did he even get the team to actually show up?
The talent that Kevin Stefanski had didn't want to be there. You can't say that for Cincinnati.
It's amazing. Ken every year talks about how much talent the Browns have over everybody else and why they're going to the playoffs every year. And now when we do this argument, it's like, well, how did poor Kevin Stefanski manage to even line them up?
This guy was just bitching my ear off yesterday, Mary Kay. The guy was just complaining to me yesterday, Mary Kay, because everybody says that this roster isn't talented. What do you mean this roster isn't talented? You can't say champions pose when I just called you out on the carpet for something you just said. You can do that all you want. It doesn't mean you're right.
Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Oh.
Who's right and who's wrong, Mary Kay? Am I right or is Lima wrong?
Rank them. Rank them in terms of rightness versus wrongness. Go.
Judge Mary Kay.
Oh, my gosh. I am.
What is the capital of Nebraska, Mary Kay?
Go.
What is the capital of Nebraska?
Hey, I was up late again last night, so no, I'm not.
So was I.
Today.
So was I. Why?
Was there another Vegas trip, Mary Kay?
Were there more reports of Baker going to Carolina? Is that why you were up at late, Mary Kay?
No Vegas trip, but Anthony, I was at Wine Bar last night, and I did not see you there.
Two things. You were at Wine Bar. Second of all, you did not deny anything I just said about Baker Mayfield. So that is going on the website.
I was looking for you, Anthony. The place was hopping.
What do you drink at the wine bar? What's your favorite wine?
That's another thing I'm not going to answer. You're throwing a lot.
What's
of
the point of interviewing you if you're not going to answer any of the questions I ask you, Mary Kay?
I can answer a lot of things, but that is not one of them.
Did you finish Euphoria?
Water. I actually drank. I drank water last night.
Where did you go to college?
And no, I did not finish Euphoria. I'm still rattled by the first episode that I watched with my daughter.
I heard that's the wrong person to sit there and watch Euphoria with. Thoughts?
Yes, and she asked my husband to leave the room, please, while we were watching Euphoria.
That'd
so, yeah.
be really weird.
So, so, no, I did not finish Euphoria.
Mary Kay Cabot.
At least now, I won't watch it with my daughter.
Huh.
Okay, now what do you want to know about the Cleveland Browns?
She's asking, what's your question?
I want you to rank Kevin Stefanski in the AFC North. That's what I want.
Here we go again.
I know where you have him. I know where you have him.
Basically, no. Mary Kay,
I
want
to hear you say
it. Hold on. What he truly wants to know is, do you feel worse about Stefanski than you did a year ago? And if so, how much worse?
No, I don't feel worse about Stefanski than I did a year ago. I think they had a very, very challenging not only quarterback situation a year ago, but they had a challenging right tackle situation. They were without Kareem Hunt for most of the year. Their ex-receiver left in the middle of the season. It was difficult to run the offense the way that you would have. So I'm very eager to see what he can do this season. Andrew Berry raves and raves about him as a play caller. I want to see what he's got this year when he has Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, David Njoku. So, no, I'm not willing to put him last in the pecking order there.
If Jacoby Brissett has to start 9 games or more for the Cleveland Browns, are you taking playoffs most likely off the table?
Yeah, I probably would take playoffs most likely off the table if Deshaun is out for 9 games or more because of the level of talent in the AFC North and the AFC in general and all the amazing quarterbacks out there and the lineup, the slate that the Browns have to play. Now, they do have some easier quarterbacks this year, but they have some really, really difficult ones. So, yeah, I would say 9 or more would mean no playoffs.
Mary Kay, thank you very much for your time. And how do you rank the head coaches in the AFC North?
I'll tell you next week.
Oh, no, you won't. You're going to find a way. You're going to hope I forget. All right.
Next week, I'll tell you what I drank at the wine bar.
Wow. All right, Mary Kay, thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, a one-time watcher of the show Euphoria. I'm a no-time watcher of the show Euphoria. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't know. I'm not going to watch that. Bunch of high school kids doing drugs or whatever it is.
Well, I think everybody has either their limits or they have their genres that they just don't feel like. If there's a huge sci-fi thing, like I know I'm not going to get Sarah to be able to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. She hasn't watched any of the Star Wars stuff. She hasn't watched any of it, so she's probably not going to be inclined to see something like that. So everybody has their realm.
But I like to try new things.
But Euphoria just had so many people talking and so many people that I guess kind of analyze, you know, that genre that I felt like I had to watch it.
There's some other HBO show out there. It's like Passion Bucket or something like that. Penelope Flowers or something weird. I don't know. What is it? You know any of that?
No.
Okay. Somebody told me I needed to watch.
I watch a ton of shows.
It's an HBO show. It's something weird. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Passion Bucket. I don't think that's on HBO, buddy. I think that's up there on the pay-per-views.
I don't know. I wish I could. All right. Coming up, 9 o'clock, the great Jason Lloyd will join us. We'll talk about both the Gardos, Guardies, Guardians, Guards. Talk about them. And schedule, which comes out tonight. Of course we will. Coming up next, been a rough year in New York for a certain somebody. He might be realizing that Cleveland isn't so bad. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman live.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm the fan. I was going to talk about Kyrie, and I knew I'm just never going to get a chance to talk about Kyrie Irving. It's not going to happen because Lyman, go ahead. We're talking about the schedule. What did you just notice?
So I looked at the board.
Damn
and by
it,
the way,
damn
Adam,
it,
damn Adam it. Schefter now saying it'll be Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs versus Tom Brady and the Bucks, week 4, Sunday Night Football. Okay. So I'm looking at the board because we have, not only do we have the family tree of the Earnhardts still up there.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it's still up there. It wasn't erased.
Well, if we're not allowed to erase their stuff, they're not allowed to erase our stuff. So the family tree of the Dale Earnhardt still survives.
They threw out the schedules, especially the 0-16 one, which is sad, which Bull had all sorts of graffiti over.
Oh, the actual ones that were made up from the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
The team-sponsored ones. We're still waiting for this year's. Will they dare put Deshaun Watson on that schedule this year? I submit that they will not, Kenny, but you have sources that I don't have in that building. So
probably put Myles Garrett.
We do have the home and away teams. So we know the teams. That's why the schedule release
probably
always
next year's schedule will have Deshaun Watson on.
Ooh, okay.
Unless they drag their feet out even longer on this in the NFL.
And then he gets suspended next
year. Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you wanted to see?
Why don't you just tell me the amount of games he's going to get suspended so we have the schedule release party? So we have the home and away games. And I asked you point blank, with Tom Brady coming to town, which game is more interesting to you? What are you more excited about? Tom Brady coming to town.
Okay.
The rematches with the Ravens, the Steelers, the Bengals, Joe Burrow, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Or can I interest you in a little road trip up the turnpike to Buffalo?
An away game?
Mm-hmm. Because that, to me, is the biggest game of the year for the Browns. Not most important, because most important is your divisional games. We know that. You have to win the division. But just more entertaining.
And we take the train.
You can take the train. You can take whatever you want.
Tom Brady.
Okay, make your case. Because I said Josh Allen
and
the
Tom, Bears. It's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. It's Tom Brady. He's the biggest thing in the NFL. And some of this is left over from $375 million he just got paid the other day. Or he didn't get paid, but you get what I'm saying. He struck the deal for $375. Yes, I think it's Tom Brady. The most interesting game I have right now. Tom Brady is of the most important interest to me in every game he plays.
That's interesting. You said the biggest thing in the NFL.
And possibly and the last time he's coming here, too.
That is what's amazing to me about just me personally. My relationship with Tom Brady has never been that. Yes, he's the best. Yes, I'm going to call him the best football player to ever put shoulder pads on. I am going to call him that forever. But he in no way has ever been among the top guys to entertain
me. You don't think fans stand in awe of him when he's on the field?
I think if they had a choice, who am I watching? The Chiefs with Mahomes, Travis Kelce, no longer Tyreek Hill, but that group, or Tom Brady, I think they're putting on Patrick Mahomes every game. I would even watch Lamar Jackson when he's healthy in terms of entertainment. Yes, Tom Brady's the best. But I think the Tom Brady fatigue for people like me set in a long time ago. And now Josh Allen, I got to see every pass that guy throws. I got to see every snap he takes. I've never felt that way against Brady. And I realize that sounds ridiculous. But that's just always going to be the way it is for me. I've never been that entertained by watching him.
I've been very entertained. I'm entertained by just about everything Tom Brady does. Everything I find to be remarkable. And you're not the only person. I saw that Dan Le Batard said that, why did you give him money? He's not entertaining. I'm like, I beg to differ. I think it's good. What if he doesn't make the play? Or what if he doesn't make the playoffs or the Super Bowl this year? Fox has the next two Super Bowls. Where they go, get in the booth. We'll give you the $40 million. We'll give you an extra three. Get in the booth. In there with Kevin Burkhardt and with Greg Olson. Three-man booth right now. Go.
Oh, I bet you this year, during Tom Brady's bye week, he'll be in the booth.
Could you imagine? Tom Brady's number one. Tom Brady's number one. The
you
Steelers
might have been able to say that about him in New England, but since he's been in Tampa, he's been an open case where he says whatever he wants
to
say.
Because we keep opening that up, I find it because he's bottled all this up for 20 years and over the last two years, and I think we're just scratching the surface. I think we're going to find out so much more what he thought of the NFL when he got in, what he thinks of the NFL now, the truth. Who was the team? I think we all think it was the Dolphins. But who was the team that, really, you're going to pick that guy over me? Really? What if we find out it was the Browns or something like that? We assume it's Miami, but we don't know. So there's so, and that's just basic conversation. Imagine what else is going to come out there. When he talks, people listen. And I've always had a great, well, not always. I told you, I used to hate Tom Brady's guts. And then over time, it just becomes an admiration. And so when he comes in with Tampa Bay, I want to see Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope the Browns beat them, but I want to see Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm watching greatness.
It's the greatest quarterback
to ever do it.
Sean on Twitter. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says he's like watching Tim Duncan. Greatness, but not necessarily more entertaining than the other players. That's kind of where I've always had it with him. Like he is awesome. I was even trying to explain this to you in a weird way, and I know it's a little different, but I don't know that, like, the Greek Freak, I'm watching him last night. He's amazing. He does some really entertaining things, but I'll never want to stop what I'm doing to watch him over, say, LeBron, Kyrie, Steph Curry.
LeBron's a different animal.
I have to watch John Morant. I don't say that about Greek Freak just bullying his way to the basket.
Well, at first I was going to say, I would stop what I'm doing to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo. But over those other guys, if I have the option, I'd probably watch those other guys. But I do feel that way with Tom Brady. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
You've been consistent.
Explanation is like Patrick Mahomes. Like, I didn't know. Patrick Mahomes came from Texas Tech, and I let the Texas Tech thing seep in. I'm going, man, you guys have been talking about from Graham Harrell to Cliff Kingsbury and so on. You guys have been propping up these Texas Tech QBs for so long. And I let that sink in, and it was stupid of me. But you could see, now you look back and you go, cannon arm, great athleticism. That's something to behold. Tom Brady was sixth round. The picture of him, he looks dumpy. Like Michigan, they really didn't respect him at Michigan to the point that he wouldn't come back for like 20 years. He felt disrespected by Michigan, which that's great because he's won how many Super Bowls? At that time, by the time he came back to Michigan, I think it was five. He had won five Super Bowls, and he still takes it that personally. He's still that competitive. Like it's my adult Jordan to me.
Okay, so
like I saw Jordan as a kid towards the – I saw the greatness. I saw the championships, but I didn't understand fully yet. I get to see this now and talk about it live where this is a man who takes things very personally, said by all comers, and is able to reach the mountaintop still at 44 years old.
Which game are you more nervous about?
Buffalo.
In anticipation. The Bills game or the
– Buffalo, because Buffalo stands in between us.
Okay. But that's kind of where I'm at, though. That's why that game is so much of a bigger game to me all the way around. Obviously, Tampa Bay being in the NFC, maybe it's an unfair fight in this – discussion, but that is one that I think is the biggest game on the schedule. I'm circling it, because that's going to be nationally televised. The Buffalo game against the Browns, I'll be stunned if that's not a 4 o'clock window or 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
1 o'clock, Andrew Catalan.
Right. That would
no offense to him.
That would surprise me.
Like the C team.
Would surprise me if it's him and Beasley Reese.
Why does he get the Beasley Reese?
Ask Jim Donovan why it's always Beasley Reese.
Okay, well, that's okay. Well, you always find a way, don't you? You always find a way, don't you? I like the top. I like the divisional games. The divisional games are the divisional games. They're there.
You got to set them aside. I don't know how to.
Which someone just DM'd me and was like, "You didn't hear this from me." Week one at Steelers home opener, Baltimore. Week two. I'm like,
I didn't hear it from them
offense,
because
friend,
we heard it from everybody else.
Mary Kay just said it, and I. Guys, I don't.
Was it Mary Kay who DM'd you?
I don't care if they get leaked. I don't care. I don't believe 99% of the leaks. I don't believe, and I don't care. It's like, okay, when the schedule comes out, the schedule comes out. I can't even do the thing tomorrow because someone's not going to be here. But we can't talk about that because they obviously programmed the show, not the guy whose name is on the show, Anthony. But either way, we won't talk about that until Monday. Enjoy the Lincoln Memorial. That'll be great. I can't do it with the other guy, so we're going to have to probably do the schedule game on Monday, which that sucks. But everything else is like, the schedule will come out, and we'll break down the teams, and we'll talk about the primetime games, and that's going to be where it's at. I really hope there's not that many primetime games because I don't want to throw everybody off. I don't want to throw their rods and cones off, especially with a new quarterback. That matters. Remember when they went out to San Francisco and they got stoned out by San Francisco, didn't even show up? People said that was an ominous thing for the rest of the year, and I didn't want to believe it. It turned out to be right. Didn't know when to go out there, didn't know when to prepare, weren't professional about it. Now, I think that you're going to be professional about things this year, but we've already seen where you get thrown in the spotlight a little bit too soon. Some do well with it. Some tend to shy away. And my history says that the Browns have tended to shy away. So I'll have my Thursday night game. I'll have either my Sunday or my Monday night game. We'll probably have one more. We'll probably have one of them late season Saturday deals. And then that'll hopefully be where it's at. And the rest of times are hopefully 1 o'clock or 4:25. 4:25 is a nice time. 4:25 is a very nice time. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, a wonderful treat. Why the Guardians couldn't play yesterday. What's the future of the Guardians? Should we call them the Gardos, the Guardies, the Guards, or just the Guardians, or some people say the Tribe? And, of course, everything with the Browns and what the schedule means to Deshaun Watson. That coming up with Jason Lloyd next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.